This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, Omer Kuchik, professor of hematology and medical oncology at Emory Winship Cancer Institute, discusses what soybeans and tomatoes have to do with your prostate, and how diet and lifestyle truly does affect your odds of getting cancer. I'm Robin Trocolis for Emory University's Sound Science. Omer Kuchik's lunch, a shiny red apple and a freckled banana, rest on a shelf just within reach. He has a keen interest in what makes some fruits, vegetables, and legumes champions of human health. Kuchik's current research focuses on specific food compounds and their effect on cancer prevention and treatment.
There are bioactive compounds in foods, particularly in fruits and vegetables. And these bioactive compounds have potent anti-cancer activities. For example, broccoli contains indole-3 carbonyl, which has been shown to have anti-cancer effects, especially in prostate cancer and breast cancer. There are also carotenoids in carrots and tomatoes and other green and orange and red vegetables and fruits. Among carotenoids, lycopene, which is found predominantly in tomatoes, have shown significant anti-cancer activity. Lycopene is also found in watermelon, guava, red grapefruit.
Although the use of specific food compounds to ward off disease may be relatively new, the idea is not.
It has been reported that even 6,000 years ago, Chinese emperors used soy for its medicinal properties. So the idea that one can use food components for their beneficial effects to prevent cancer or treat disease is not new. It goes thousands of years back, but only recently serious research studies have been conducted looking into mechanisms of how food components work and precisely what compounds in foods have anti-cancer effects or other disease preventive effects.
Evidence exists that specific food compounds, such as soy isoflavones and curcumin, can increase the effectiveness of chemotherapy and radiation therapy, for example, in patients with advanced prostate cancer.
We have found that soy isoflavones enhance the efficacy of cancer treatment. Specifically, soy isoflavones increase the efficacy of chemotherapy, and they also increase the efficacy of radiation therapy. But in addition to that, they may also prevent the side effects of radiation therapy and chemotherapy.
Kuchik and his colleagues are now trying to understand exactly how soy isoflavones make chemotherapy and radiation more effective.
We are taking compounds with potential anti-cancer effects and testing them in clinical trials to see if they have benefits, to see if they have any side effects, and also to understand how they work. Soy isoflavones also have estrogenic effects. These are very interesting compounds which affect many different pathways that lead to cancer.
Kuchik and his colleagues at his previous institution, Wayne State University in Michigan, recently conducted cutting-edge research using specific food compounds in concert with chemotherapy and radiation therapy in patients with prostate cancer.
We have published our results over the past 3-4 years showing that soy isoflavones work in prostate cancer. Patients who failed radiation therapy and surgery who have increasing PSAs. We have also recently presented data showing that soy isoflavones given during radiation therapy prevents bladder and bowel toxicity and may even prevent erectile dysfunction, which occurs as a result of radiation therapy.
I'm Robin Trocolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.